Today we talk about the believing heart. Romans chapter 10, verse 10. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. We receive all of God's blessings by believing in his promises. And when we say that we believe in something, it means that we've accepted it to be true, to be accurate and trustworthy, and we can put our confidence in it. And so when we say that we believe the word of God, that is what it means. It means that the word of God is real to us. We believe, we accept it as true, and we have placed our confidence in it. Though the Bible was written thousands of years ago, time has not diminished the power of its promises. Some promises that were made in the Bible took thousands of years for them to be fulfilled. So if God says, I am the Lord your healer, he might have said it 3,000 years ago, but that word has not diminished in power. And if we accept it as real, as accurate, and we put our confidence in it, then we have believed what God has said. And that is when the word of God becomes active in our life. So the Bible says, with the heart, man believes. So the part of us that believes is our heart, not our head, not our intellect, but there is the inner being, the core of our being that settles a matter. The head debates a matter, the heart settles it. And that's why sometimes in life you can have something that is settled inside you, but your mind is still debating the pros and cons of it, because the heart believes and settles it, but the mind will continue to debate it, whether it is so or not so. The believing heart is the heart that is able to see possibility in the realm of God. And so when we say a person believes, they have moved from argument and uncertainty to being settled in possibility, because God is a God of possibility, and he says all things are possible to him who believes. Once you settle in your heart that God will favor you, that becomes a possibility in your life. Once you settle in your heart that God is your healer, it becomes a possibility in your life. Once you settle in your heart that God is able to prosper you, it becomes settled in your heart and it becomes possible. So with the heart we settle a matter, and that is why when we accept God's word in our lives, and we just say to ourselves, yes, this was written 3,000 years ago, but he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And today I hold on to this word. Faith comes into our hearts. And with that faith, the Bible says we begin to speak. So there are things we must settle in our hearts. We must settle in our hearts that God loves us. It must be settled. It's a settled fact. We must settle in our hearts that God hears when we pray. So your prayer is not just speaking into the air. God hears when you pray. You must settle in your heart that the name of Jesus Christ is above every name. So when we say in the name of Jesus, we are deploying the awesome power of God in our situation. We must settle in our hearts that God wants us to do well. He wants us to prosper. We don't argue about them. We settle. And when we settle these in our hearts, we can say that we have believed with our heart. And then we begin to say it. Because when we believe in our heart, we have to confess it. We have to declare it. What you say must agree with what you have settled in your heart. May the Lord help you to believe, to settle in your heart that his promises for you are yes and they are amen, that he's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you can ask or think of, according to the power of Christ resident in you. Let us pray. Say with me, Heavenly Father, with my heart, I accept that your promises are real. I believe in my heart and boldly declare that all things are possible in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Well, I'll be with you again tomorrow. I'm Pastor Mensah Otterbill. Shalom, peace, and life.